I just try to tee it high and let it fly.
How's your golf game?
Horrible. An event like this, when everybody's to scramble, you just go out there and have fun and try not to hit anybody.
What are you going to shoot today?
Like, bird-wise? I haven't the slightest idea. I mean, this is one of those historical courses. With the history of it comes toughness. You got a whole box of balls, and if I lose all of them, I don't care. I'm just out here to have some fun today.
Fun is what it's all about at Robbie Gold's fourth annual Celebrity Golf Tournament. This year, Robbie teamed up with Ace Hardware to host more than 160 golfers at Medina Country Club.
What's special about this golf outing?
Oh my gosh, what's special? The celebrities, the partners, the vendors, they do a fantastic job with creating the energy for the event. And then you get here and you show up and you see the clubhouse behind us, you see the carts being lined up, you see the people smiling. And it's funny, as a host doing this event, I smile a lot because I see other people, how excited they get about it. So there's a lot of energy today. That energy usually breeds bringing in some extra money.
All of the money raised from the event is donated to helping the families of Lurie Children's Hospital.
It'll go towards the kids and the families and obviously the property at Lurie to give them areas that they can get away from. You've never really gone to a hospital for a positive, usually, right? You're going there for some sort of bad news or something's going wrong. So anytime that you can give people the ability to find comfort in a situation that they're going through and understand that there is comfort in scenarios that could be adverse, if there's a moment of remembrance or there's a moment of I can get through this, then that's a huge win, and this is a big step in that direction. Out here at Medina Country Club, course number 3, Robbie Gold Celebrity Golf Invitational, coming to you semi-live.
Medina has been home to numerous majors, including the U.S. Open, PGA Championship, and the Ryder Cup.
Most special place I know to play golf. It's the finest golf course around. It's just an incredible, it's such a privilege to be here.
How is it being out here and getting to catch up with some of the guys?
It's great, you know, a lot of guys I haven't seen in a while. Robbie, Big Cat, you know, Jay Hilgenberry, a lot of the guys. So good to be back and get an opportunity to play Medina, man. It's going to be fun.
You always want to help your teammates out, but more importantly, the relationship post-football are what you look forward to the most, because you're not always going to be in the locker room, right? So to have some of those guys that I've played with come back and help, and guys I'm currently in the locker room with, it kind of gets you geared up for the football season. So anytime you can put all those guys in one room talking about, you know, the past or talking about what lies ahead, becomes a unique dynamic for sure.
Now, Robbie's a great guy. I mean, I played with him from the very beginning when he got to the Chicago Bears, and we've always connected, and he's always, you know, instrumental in the community as well, giving back. So this is a great event that he's put together, and I'm excited to be here.
I've been around Robbie a long time, and he's done it as soon as he got in the NFL. He's made a difference here in Chicago and for the kids and all the different events that he works with. And, I mean, you know, hands down, one of the guys that really makes a difference off the field.
Check out the cavalry behind us.
When he is off the field, you can usually find Robbie on a golf course.
I love golf. I'm a diehard golfer. That's an industry that I'd like to get into and broadcasting and or another capacity. It's very similar to kicking, you know, judging the winds, picking target lines. But I think it's just 3.5 hours of competitive peacefulness that I'll be able to do no matter whether it's playing on Sundays or whether it's learn how to beat somebody in a match play. It's awesome to see the celebrities' participation level and their excitement to get here and understanding how much not only does it mean to me, but you know, what it means to the kids and the community.
One celebrity missing from the event, Robbie's college and Bears teammate, Spice Adams.
Listen, these guys can't make enough food for Spice. I remember when he was a player, and now that he's doing the broadcasting stuff, this wouldn't fill him up.
If you had to assess AA's golf game, what would you describe it as?
What golf game?
Are you better at golf than Spice?
I'm better at a lot of things than Spice. His golf game, I mean, he likes to wear cargo shorts, so that tells you his golf game's not really that tight.
That's confusing.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about looking good.
Hey, look good, feel good,
you
play
good. You look
good,
feel good, play good. And Spice, I mean, he thinks that he looks good, but cargo shorts on a golf course, no.
Spice, they were a little rough on you.
Well, you know what? I'm on TV, guys, okay? So I come on all the time. So first of all, Robbie Gold, you need to get in contact with Brian Urlacher's people. Because what you got going on up there? And then Big Cat, just don't laugh in public. And finally, Jerry Azuma, okay? I do not wear cargo shorts all the time. That was one time. It just so happened to be laundry week, okay? Okay. It was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
They said don't wear cargo shorts, but that's all I had, okay?
All right. Maybe we take a little break.
I don't wear cargo shorts every day.
Okay.
You know?
It's all right. We believe you.
Yeah, let's take a break. You just got me from the waist up, right? Cool.